Hey everybody, welcome to the Phase 16 recap. I am Syracos, along with the other regular here.
I'm Dozer.
And we don't have a guest again, because we forgot to ask people again. What else is new?
We're trying to actually figure things out, because I know what at least I want is I want the Phase 20 recap to have someone repping the first place team.
Yes.
And I want to get, we've had reps from Arcadia and Magma on the show at least twice.
Yeah.
So we want to get some people in these last few phases, maybe. The thing is, when we have a guest, it's a lot of extra work for us, too, in editing.
Yeah, unless we take the easy way out, which we might do. I might not.
The easy way out can backfire, too, though.
Yep, that is true.
Anyway, what have you been up to, Sai?
I have been editing Smash Bros. Footage.
Oh, what a coincidence. I have been recording Smash Bros. Footage.
Yeah, I've been editing your Smash Bros. Footage.
Our footage? Or my? I think I dropped some of my own in there, too.
Just one of the nights. Basically, I'm cutting down 2 hours of gameplay into, like, maybe, like,
10-minute
segment things.
Just highlight videos?
Basically, there's enough bulge to go around, I'll say that.
Oh, Shulk. The sad part is, we've already gotten, like, what, I'd say a lot better than when that first video was recorded? And yeah. It's only been, like, 4 days?
It's been, yeah.
It's been 1 week since you...
This is why Desert and I are friends, because we both like bare naked ladies.
Dude, good stuff, man. Good stuff. Yeah,
the band and the... Well...
Well... Hello there.
But I'm the...
Oh, gosh.
So what about you, Desert? What have you been up to?
Well, it was Valentine's Day, so I spent it with my baby, and by that I mean my computer. I watched Pokemon Regional Tournament, and I sat here with Moonshine. The Umbreon, not the booze.
Yeah. But hey, you played Smash Bros. Later.
So. Yeah, and I got my ass handed to me in Mario Kart.
Yes, that you did. But
by both you, Frozen, and a bunch of CPUs.
Bunch of hard CPUs, so don't be too hard on yourself.
I've been slowly unlocking characters and stuff.
Yeah, that's one thing about the game. It gives you characters without putting, like, really dumb requirements up.
Just,
and they're all random, so it's,
yeah,
like,
it's just beat, get a gold trophy, unlock a character. Simple as that.
And then every couple of things, get some more car stuff.
Yeah. It's actually pretty simple. And then I just... Though I'm trying to get 150cc gold trophies in every circuit.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty hard, though.
Mm-hmm. But I figure if I can accomplish that, I will have worn off the 5 years of me not playing Mario Kart Rust.
Yeah, but of course you played Double Dash, which is completely different than...
every other Mario Kart in existence.
Basically.
Yeah.
But it's like one of the best, so we don't judge you for it.
Exactly. Other than that, I've just been not doing my Let's Play. Because of technical issues.
How is that going on?
Well, you know, there's weird stuff going on with my capture card and GameCube games. Because I have to use the Wii component cable for my capture card, and for some reason, when you're playing some GameCube games, it, like, doesn't record everything correctly. So I have to redo all 5 episodes I had recorded in one session.
Ooh.
And I already have the first episode out. So I need to, like, figure out how I'm gonna do this.
Yeah.
Probably just going to play through and watch exactly what I did in the episode and hope I get the same amount of random encounters, the same experience, and the same item drops.
You only played through the first part of the game. I mean, can't be that bad.
Nah, not really. It's not too bad. It's just the encounters are the issue, because I've gone through the game and I've been... The level you can be after beating the first boss can vary by 2, depending on how many random encounters you had. And you can't run away from random encounters either, because that hurts. That makes it you can't get a 100% ranking unless you fight everything.
Ooh.
Yeah, no, running away from too many battles can hurt. There's this thing in the game called a swashbuckler ranking. And if you run away from battles at all, it hurts your swashbuckler score. And you need the max swashbuckler in order to get a 100%.
Wow. That's...
It is the hardest game to 100% that I can think of.
I'm trying to think of something harder. Yeah, I can't really think of anything.
That, and, like, it's not like you... There's also, you have to have, like, beat 100,000 monsters, and you have to find all these different discoveries, and I have mentioned that the world map is bigger than that of Wind Waker 2, right?
No, but Wind Waker, by comparison, isn't too bad.
And you also have to remember there... As well as the map is face down, there are 3 layers to it, because there is mid-sky, upper-sky, and lower-sky.
Hmm.
So the map is bigger than the Wind Waker map by at least 2 to 3 times, and then multiply that by another 3.
Yeah.
I'm gonna hate myself by the end of this. Not to mention the Let's Play is probably gonna take like 1.5 years to complete, if that's me. And that's assuming that I can get an episode or 2 done a week. Which, considering that I've gotten 1 out this year...
Yeah, that's not really looking,
not looking
too
well.
So
maybe I should switch to something easier to play. Take that maybe. Video down and do something less ambitious.
You should play Metroid Prime.
I do have that.
Hey, it's also kind of difficult to 100%, so don't knock it.
I don't want to 100% a game I've never played before. Maybe I'll just do something like a Pokemon game, like a Nuzlocke run of XD Gale of Darkness.
Don't be one of those losers.
But it's simpler, it's easier.
Do you want to be Simple Dozer, or do you want to be the Dozer that everybody knows?
I want to play underrated GameCube RPGs.
Then play the Lord of the Rings RPG.
Dude, that don't get me started on that game.
Why?
Because my exposure to that game is I had a friend in, like, middle school, and he stayed over at my place for a weekend, and that's all we did.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Dude, I never finished that game, though.
And the entire, like, weekend was him, dude, come over here, where are you? Walk this way. What way? This way. Dude, shoot that thing. What thing? The big thing. There's a lot of big things, dude. That's what she said. God damn it. Imagine playing games with a tired, drunk Queenie.
So playing games with Queenie. Got it.
Jesus. Oh, actually playing games with Queenie sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I've played a lot of games with you. None really with her.
No, we haven't really had time.
She played Minecraft for, like, one day.
A day.
We blew up her hut, like, 5 times since then.
I stuck a donkey in there.
My ass was in Queenie's bed. That was my donkey.
Yes.
I still remember that. Dozer, what are you doing? Hiding in shame? Why, I just dragged my big fat ass out of Queenie's bed. Why was your ass in Queenie's bed? Zach put it there.
I kind of need to go back on the server. I haven't done anything there.
I'm actually thinking of resetting it with the next update.
Dude, can we spawn in dragons, and then can the new server be the Chaos Caverns?
Maybe.
Like, that is a world map that crashed itself while it was trying to load the world on my computer.
Yeah, dude, were you going to do any Let's Plays yourself?
I need to get, like, a capture card first, and...
Yeah, that's the thing.
Like, I just need to get it. And, like, I have stuff that I could do, just off the top of my head. It's 100%, like, the good Majora's Mask, the original one, I could do that.
Mm-hmm. You know what I just thought of?
What?
We should have the listeners suggest games that they want us to play.
Dude, yes. Yes, but I swear to God, any of you guys suggest freaking Mario Galaxy 2, I'll kill all of you.
What if they suggest Hatful Boyfriend?
I'll play it. I have it.
You have it? I thought you were going to give it to me.
No, I bought it. I bought it on the Steam sale because it was like $7.
But yeah, no, recommend games. Anyway, speaking of games, Turf Wars?
Let's talk about this wonderful game we call Turf Wars.
And the Slaughterfest.
Yeah. But before we get into that, let's talk about Magma.
Magma!
Because it actually transitions pretty well into...
what the entirety of the phase consisted of?
Yeah, some pretty... to put it lightly, some pretty brutal reaming, I think is a pretty light way of saying it.
Reaming. That's the best way of putting it that we can say on this show. The other way of putting it is...
Basically, it's like all the sex scenes in 50 Shades of Grey. Put that into a Pokemon battle.
And make it 100 times more vulgar.
By the way, that came out, and it has horrible reviews.
Well, duh.
No, duh.
You can't have an acceptable movie based off of a really crappy book that's based off of an even worse crappy book.
I was going to try and... Dude, Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs was a pretty good movie. But that's only because they didn't base it off the book. So, like, as a standalone movie... No, I will fight this. As a standalone movie, it is not that bad.
I haven't seen it, so I can't judge.
It's not that bad. It's watchable.
All right. Well, I don't watch movies much anyway.
I'm too good for movies.
I'm too poor for movies. Like, I don't have the attention span to sit down and watch an entire movie. I'm like, oh, hey, I've been watching this for 23 minutes. What's this shiny thing over in the corner? I'm gonna go play games. Oh, hey, look, something else shiny. The only thing I can do for more than, like, 30 minutes is watch anime, play games,
and wank.
I wasn't gonna go there.
You be the decider if you want to censor that or not, because then it'll sound worse.
God damn it, Zach! I hate you some days. Why are we friends?
Because I have a good voice and I have good ideas.
That's right. And your girlfriend tweeted at me because she wanted to be noticed.
Yes.
Does she listen to the show?
By association, yes.
Oh, that's right. So she doesn't listen to the episodes that I edit then.
No, she's not really part of Turf Wars.
There's people that aren't part of Turf Wars that listen to this. I know this. They tell me. They're like, dude, that sounds so awesome. When can I join? Today.
No, she's told me, she's like, I tried listening to one of the episodes, it was like one of the phase ones, but it was just too confusing, so I gave up.
And then I just listened to the shipping special, and that one made all sorts of sense.
Actually, I was editing the shipping special with her in the room, and it was pretty funny.
How was it funny?
It was funny because she knew some of the characters. that we were talking about.
You want to know what my favorite part of that episode is?
What?
How I got really into it. Like, I went into it, like, do we have to do this, guys? I'm going to be the anti-shipper. And then I'm like, wait, wait, manga ships. Oh, my God.
My favorite part is when I had to ship Earl Dervish.
So magma.
So magma. How you like your Groudon? You like your Tyrell?
I like my Groudon shaken, not stirred.
Anyway, so magma was attacked by two teams, adding up to a total of four battles that they'd had to defend against this phase. Their first was against Dimsun, and as of now, because they're finally posted, they lost 5-1 in the admin. Yeah. But, hey, it wasn't.
But on the flip side, their other three, where they were attacked by Snag'em at both Santaloon City, Viridian City, and Cerulean City, they won all of those 4-2, 4-2, and 4-1, respectively. So I guess that kind of makes up for a 5-1.
Yeah.
Also, let's just jump right into the bulk of this episode, and that is anything and everything associated with a Arcadia battle.
Put in cliche funeral sound clip from cartoons. We're good. You can find that, Dozer.
Oh, that's going to be fun. I get to wake up, anyway, be tired, come home after work, and look for sound effects.
See, Dozer says this, but most of the time I find the sound effects for him and just drop them in the drive.
No, you don't. What sound effects have you found for this show? Ever?
The sensor.
Dude, I gave you the sensor.
I downloaded it.
Yeah.
The Majora's Mask thing you used last phase.
I got that one myself, too.
All the specials music.
Yeah, that's because you edit those.
There's a lot of stuff in the drive, in the community Dropbox.
Very little bit relevant and useful that you've put in. So, Arcadia was attacked by, well,
everyone. Except for Snag'em, because they had no available way to do it. But this also rolls right into Magma, who attacked Arcadia.
At Old Mansion, Faldera Volcano, and Kokona Village. Magma 1 and Old Mansion, 4-2, and Faldera Volcano with the leader battle, winning that one 6-3. However, Arcadia successfully defended Kokona Village and winning that one 4-1. And I'm looking, the locations tracker is loading. Kokona Village was actually a really crucial one for them to defend because that allowed them to hold on to two bonus victory points and also the point for Kokona Village.
Yeah.
Which those three points are going to actually amount to a lot once we get to the point breakdown.
Yeah, it is enough to cry at. Next, we move on to Solar Trinity. They attacked Arcadia at Shaller City, Slateport City, and the Sunken Ship, but they were also attacked by Arcadia at Duford Town. So we see a little bit of back-to-back fighting. Well, not back-to-back fighting, but fighting in the same general area in the Duford Sunken Ship area.
Mm-hmm. Arcadia, of course, just trying to hold on to as many territories as they can, probably aiming to defend Sunken Ship and then win Duford Town. Mm-hmm. But we're getting a little bit ahead of ourselves because in Shallor City, that city, Arcadia lost 6-3 in the leader battle, and that is where we get our leader battle.
Leader battle of the week. Yay! Which is between, I believe, Lysandra.
Yep.
And other person.
Wasn't it
Davos?
Davos, yeah. Doing a lot of fighting this phase.
Yeah.
Both so on the Oz, admin way to pause me mid-sentence.
Yes, that's right. You be quiet. And now they're back. Continue, right. Dozer.
Dave was doing a lot of admin, leader, and grunt battles this phase, but that's just Arcadia in general.
Yeah. So we're going to assume
that you watched the battle, which I totally have done, by the way.
Yeah, we both have.
I totally have the tab open, and I'm not just opening it right now to remember everything that happened.
Okay, so...
And the sound totally did not just play in the recording. Oh, gosh, I'm leaving that in.
Are you... Is it really that hard to hit play with no music?
Normally, my browser is muted. I'm remembering to mute my browser.
Mute your browser.
I'm muting my browser. I'm muting my Roxio. I can mute you if I wanted to.
Good. Anyway, so some of the big plays in this battle were...
The Trick Scarf is the first one that comes to my mind.
Basically, the Chandelier tricks a scarf onto Lysandra's Sableye, forcing it to continually use knockoff, effectively giving this Cabalion, the nicknames here, this Terrakion Dragon Dance-like effect because of its rock polish plus the knockoffs.
Yeah, however, I think it was only able to kill the Sableye, and then the Talonflame threatened it and scared it out.
Yeah.
Because, of course, that Gale Wings, even no matter how fast you are, you can't beat priority, and a Gale Wings Brave Bird from a Talonflame will take down a Terrakion.
Yeah. But we see a lot of great plays here, ending basically with the Talonflame sweeping everything up in the end, hitting everything with Brave Bird, because when you play with a Talonflame, it's Brave Bird for days, or at least until it dies, which doesn't happen.
Basically, it's called the win button.
Yeah, you just hit the button that says Brave Bird, and you win.
Yep.
Like,
that's how...
Also,
and that is the secret to playing single battles Pokemon.
That is the secret to playing Smogon.
Brave Bird, Talonflame, GG.
But yeah, we see the Talonflame. It's able to take out the Terrakion, the Pidgeot, the Chansey, and then, of course, the Altaria taking out the Heatran in the end.
Yeah, Heatran was the only thing that could really deal with Talonflame. And even then, the Brave Bird does, 20%?
It did a decent amount.
Mm-hmm. So, of course, Talonflame very, very frail, but... And, of course, the big thing is getting the rocks out of there.
Yeah.
Which let the Talonflame sweep.
But, our...
I think the best part about this battle, though, is there was actually a battle with Lysandra!
Yeah.
In a leader battle!
Yeah, and this isn't like Panda again.
No.
For the 80 millionth time.
Panda.
We miss you, Panda.
We miss you.
But moving on to more Solar Trinity stuff, we also have a match at Sleepport City that Arcadia lost 5-0 in the...
Ouch.
...admin battle. That is very rough.
In the ouch. That is all you need to know. That's the ouch.
And then we have Sunken Ship, which Arcadia also lost 4-2. But that matchup has our grunt battle... of the week.
Brought to you by Salvation Cliff Gate!
Yeah, Dozer, I swear to God, if you don't mute this time.
It's muted. It's
muted. Anyway, Panda can't escape us for his last few battles in Turf Wars.
It's his last phase where he had any fights whatsoever, and so, of course, we have to feature one that he loses.
So it's a good old Panda team, very strong against, it seems to be a Moonshine-based fan club team, I'd say?
Team Moonshine.
Team Moonshine.
All
I mean,
you
we have
need to know.
We have Moonshine's guard, pseudo Moonshine.
Moonshine's a bitch.
Yes.
Which is an Infernape.
Which is very ironic and kind of an inside joke.
Because I had an Infernape that I used in Season 2 when I was on Arcadia, and I named her after Fleet, who's a friend of mine, and the person who got me into Turf Wars.
I just realized that this Moonshine's bitch is a male.
I know, not everyone sets genders. Wait, is the suitor Moonshine female?
Maybe, I don't know.
We have to go and check this, because the best part about this that makes this a true Moonshine battle...
It's male.
Ha! Cliff gave me. One job!
They always miss one small aspect of it. But no, we see this Moonshine taking hits from Scuppykins, the Snorlax.
Best just Snorlax name ever.
The stab body slams, not doing anything, it seems, to this Moonshine.
Yeah, no, and none of the parahacks.
No, in all honesty, I'm sitting there. I watched this battle when it happened. Because I was thinking, oh, okay, this will be a fun match to watch. Also, I was online for once. And then this last part here with this Alakazam landing Focus Blast and getting a critical hit. And it still doesn't KO.
I know.
Ending with a foul play.
Wow. That's where I say that's what makes it a true Moonshine, because it gets its health back up to 100%, tanks a heavy hit, and there was a special defense drop with that Focus Blast, too. And it still is the last Mon standing.
Yeah. So, Klefki, next time, make sure it's female. This is your one warning.
You only got this because you actually won with it.
Yeah.
Unlike most of the other Moonshine wannabes we get.
The fakers.
One was on the team, but never used. One was used, and then they lost.
One was used, but wasn't shiny.
And this one's not female. Then again, it is a pseudo Moonshine.
Yeah.
So,
but hey, I mean, it did kind of have the set, so.
It seemed like it had exactly the set.
Foul play, protect, wish, and
Heal Bell is the fourth move. And then, of course, it is a minus attack plus special defense nature, because you don't need any attack stats with foul play. Max HP, max special defense, and then foreign to defense. Mm-hmm. It's about as standard can get. It's not an original set at all. I literally grabbed it off of Smogon's strategy decks when I was first building teams for Turf Wars.
Well, that kind of lowers the value of Moonshine by a lot.
But
yeah, this is like my trademark Pokemon that everyone knows I love. By the way, I just control C and V'd.
I didn't really do that. I did not copy. I input everything manually.
I did not copy, I cut.
And I'm the one
right.
That made it shiny, made it female, and I named it Moonshine because it was a shiny Pokemon based off of a moon. And then I won a battle with it, barely clutch, and everyone's like, oh my gosh, praise Moonshine, you is legend.
Yeah, but anyway, yeah, that's our grunt / admin, because this was an admin battle, if I am correct. Yeah, I am correct.
Yeah, it is an admin battle, because
it was an admin battle.
At least it better be, because
it was, it had a Klefki, and it had Mega Charizard.
But it was a light clay Klefki, not a choice band Klefki.
Yeah.
It turned into a choice scarf Klefki, if that counts.
Kinda. But yeah, if you want to have your battle featured next week, make sure you send them in. And send them in when you battle them. Because sending them in late means they might not make it on the show, which is also a problem with like Sunday battles, because... Well, actually, it shouldn't be a problem with Sunday battles, because as long as you send them in on time, they'll be fine, because really, when I go through the list and stuff, it's like, okay, no one can possibly fight on Sunday or Monday, so anything sent on those 2 days is basically irrelevant. So send it in on, make sure it's of that phase and send it in basically when you do it. And
you
boom.
Can also submit them on Twitter by doing, hey, here's a battle, hashtag Salvation Klefki.
Yeah.
That's totally a joke, by the way. I'm never checking that hashtag ever.
No. Also, just because this one was on doesn't mean there also weren't other great matches. Just to say a couple, we saw, what is it? We saw a Kecleon sweep, which almost made it. I'm saying that right now. There's a Kecleon sweep. We saw Legend, the mystical genie of the lamp. That almost happened.
Shout out to Audio.
Shout out to Audio.
The and one then, that would have made it if it wasn't for the Moonshine win would have been Mandrax and...
Mandraxon's ultimate team, which I'm so sad it didn't win because that thing was set up perfectly.
It was, I'm trying to think, it was...
Look, Seed Bomb, Delibird, I mean...
I didn't even know Delibird got Seed Bomb.
Seed Bomb, Delibird gets weird moves... It just doesn't have the stats to back him up.
Dude, Hustle, Delibird, that thing hit hard.
Yeah.
Like, crazy hard.
But moving on. So that wraps up... Oh, wait, no. I was about to say, that wraps up all the Solar Trinity stuff, but they were attacked by...
By Arcadia at Duford Town.
Yeah.
And Arcadia won that battle 4-1 in the admin.
Yep.
So... Barely hang on to Hoenn by taking Duford Town. And also, that winds up actually mattering a lot in Solar Trinity's point book because they don't get the bonus victory point.
Nope, they do not. But...
Also,
sorry.
The last...
I'm just skipping around here to see stuff. Sorry.
Can I speak now?
Yes.
Because, you know, I'm on track. Arcadia was also attacked by Dimsun at both Veilstone City and Oblivia Runes. Arcadia winning Veilstone City 6-3 in the leader, but lost Oblivia Runes 4-1.
Yep. They also attacked at Pastoria City, and I forgot to put it on here, Salacion Town. Arcadia losing Pastoria City with a 4-0 grunt.
Oof.
Sweep, which really hurt. But they did win Salacion Town 4-2 with the admin battle.
So, there's that.
Yeah.
Is there anything else that happened in turn 16?
A lot of people left.
Oh my gosh, mainly a lot of Arcadians left.
Yeah, we saw Panda
both of
leave.
Their leaders have stepped down.
Yeah.
I think the official replacements are Rodeo and Mega Wurmple. Mm-hmm. There was a post in the Turf Wars stub made by the Dart 31 saying that he would be a temporary leader, but after talking with Panda, that is not correct.
No, it was kind of more of a thing of Rodeo, because we both have known Rodeo for... Dez just known him longer, but...
Yeah.
He's not quite in the best internet location.
No, and he can actually only be on Turf Wars when he's at work, which for most of us here in the States is Sunday afternoon through evening, all the way up until Thursday afternoon and evening, which means he's only around 5 nights a week.
Yeah. Go ahead and do the math if you want to figure out where he lives.
Hey, he could and work then, night shifts. They never yeah. know.
Anyway, and basically both of Arcadia's leaders right now are going to be,
they live in awkward time zones.
Or very
Wars,
awkward.
Because Mega Wurmple is a true fashioned Brit.
Yeah.
Who has school and life and stuff. So, yeah.
Yeah, so... I mean, of course, it's going to be hard with, weekend battles, even Friday night battles, for them depending on if their leaders can make it, but...
You know, the thing is, admins can only step up for leader battles and stuff like that, too. Thing is, I think Arcadia is hurting for admins as well, because we saw in this phase a lot of people who were grunts were doing the leader and admin battles, like Davos. And I think the Dart 31 had one, and Davos did two leader battles, even.
Yeah, like, it's insane. But,
It's more than insane. It's kind of... It's really weird. Because yeah. It doesn't look like Arcadia's fighting. Because a lot of the people who did a lot of fighting aren't there.
No, it's... I don't know. It feels like they're just slowly... It feels like Arcadia is hitting a sugar high, is the best way I can compare it. They've had like this run of, oh my goodness, everything's been amazing, keep running forward, keep on charging forward, and then slowly everybody's getting hit
with the crash. At the worst time possible.
Yeah. And just everyone is either dropping out or they're not wanting to fight anymore.
Mm-hmm. And it's not just, there's a lot of seasoned veterans who have left. At least that I know about, like old season one Rocket vets for Turf Wars. So it's not just like, oh, we're losing now, I'm tired of this, I'm gonna quit, because good lord, those of us in Rocket, there were like 4, 5, 6 of us, and we persevered through the same kind of stuff that Arcadia's been going through, and we were at the bottom three for a lot of season one, and we still kept on fighting, and we made it into like, what, the top six?
I could check.
We were like a phase or two away. We were like only a few points away from like top five.
Yeah, you guys ended up in sixth place, 2 points behind Plasma.
Yeah.
No, 5 points behind Plasma. Didn't do the bonus points.
But we were within 10 points of fourth place, so.
Yeah. Like, that's pretty significant. And then you have the jump up to third place with, like, 47, 54, 63.
We don't want to look at the Season 1 top three.
We don't want to look at the fact that we got basically murdered by comparison.
Hey, we've talked a lot. Hey, we did a lot better than, no offense, Galactic.
Aw.
Who had 5 points. Snag'em was behind us at 15.
But guys, let's talk about Cypher coming out from behind.
Cypher with zero. But anyway, that's pretty much all the battles that there were this phase. If you didn't notice, all but, like, 4 of them involved Arcadia. Which, you know, that's what the end game is in Turf Wars. It's everyone's like, these are the people in the lead. We need to knock them out of the lead. Especially a team that's been commanding the lead since, like, Phase 3.
Yeah.
By a large margin. And if you want to see how much that margin has shrunk, we're getting right into that, because it's time for the point breakdown.
Yeah. Just to put this in perspective for you guys, to know how much they've dropped in the past couple phases, back at turn 10, I believe, they were at about... 50, they're in the 50s range. I know that.
They were in the 50s range at phase 13.
Yeah, they're at like 53, I believe. And then coming into turn 16.
Well, first off, in turn 15, Arcadia had a huge drop down to 43. And then, to make things worse, they lost 6 points for Old Mansion, Faldera Volcano, Shalor City, Slateport City, Sunken Ship, and Oblivia Runes. That's the biggest territory loss that we've seen since we've been running this show.
But they did get 2 more points from Duford and Celestion.
Yeah, they did. So that gives them... But that's still the most amount of territories we've seen lost.
And those are significant points, too, because... Mm. 2 of those, if not more, I believe, are highway locations.
A large portion of them are. But they did, you know, win Duford and Slaceon Town, bringing them to a net loss of 4, dropping them from 43 to 39.
Yeah.
And Arcadia hasn't seen the 30s since, like, the first seven phases.
Yeah. Going into Dimsung, starting out at the end of Phase 15 with 33 points, they lost one from Celestion, but they gained two from both Oblivia Ruins and Sunny Shore City, bringing them up to 34. Only five behind Arcadia. Put that in perspective, that last phase, they were only 10 behind. The phase before, they were 15 behind. The phase before that was 20.
Yeah, we're seeing phases of five, you know, 5 points are making a big difference. If you want to see another team that's been really climbing these rankings, you love them. Even if you hate them, you still love them. It's Solar Trinity at phase 15 had climbed all the way up to 28 points. And they lost Dewford, but they gained Shallower City, Slateport, and Sunken Ship, giving them a net gain of 2 points, bringing them up to 30. This is a team that we were talking about Arcadia like 3, 4, 5 phases ago. Was it like 50-some points? Well, Solar Trinity was in the mid-teens for phases.
They're about like 16, 15 around phase 10 or so.
Yeah.
And then they've just been climbing back up. It's been... First of all, if you hate them, shame on you. They're awesome. But anyway.
And then Magma, another very tenacious team, only with the wins. They have plus 2 points for Old Mansion and Foldera Volcano. And because of those, they get a victory point for Southeast Oblivia, bringing them up 3 points from 22 all the way up to 25. So let's take a look. There's Snag'em, which didn't change from phase 15. They're still sitting there at 13.
You almost forgot about them. You almost did. You're a horrible, horrible person.
I wasn't gonna, like...
Yes, you were!
I wasn't gonna forget. I was just gonna talk about the point differences with the top four in first place. And then I saw Snag'em, phase 15, 13 points. Phase 16, 13 points. I'm like, well, I might as well just get this out of the way right now.
I am going to tell Clipper on you.
No! Don't! I didn't forget. I love Snag'em. They're like fun people. I enjoy their company and their chatting. And.
Their doodles.
Their doodles. You can't forget about their doodles. But no, like I was going to say for Snag'em, don't forget that next phase they can pull another triple threat chain against Arcadia.
Ooh, yeah, I was just thinking about that.
And
but
they could get as far as, what city is it? Castellia City.
They could get to Castellia, and they could take over an entire section of that region.
They have the potential to climb up, like, 5 points next phase.
It's pretty crazy. Speaking of next phase, because why not?
Well, let me get through doing, like, the point differences here. So we have Arcadia, they've dropped down 4 points, they're at 39. Dimsun is 5 behind them. 4 points behind Dimsun is Solar Trinity, 9 points behind first place. Last phase we had, what, a 15-point difference?
Last phase was 10.
10-point difference from Arcadia to Dimsun. Closer to, like, and it was 15 from Arcadia to Solar Trinity.
Yeah.
Now, it's a 10-point difference from... No, 9-point difference from Arcadia to Solar Trinity, and like, let me think here, a 14-point difference from Arcadia and Magma.
Good job with the math there, Dozer.
I can math. So we're seeing these top, before everyone was just, you know, there was a lot of thought of, oh, Arcadia's got this season in the bag. Then it's like, oh, Dimsun's getting kind of close. Then last phase, we were like, hey, Solar Trinity's within ballpark range now, too. Well, you know what? Now so is Magma.
Yeah.
So for these last couple of phases, what we saw is we saw all of the lower teams barging against Arcadia, trying to dethrone them. But now we're seeing teams that didn't think they could really easily get first place within shooting distance.
Yeah, I
and
like it.
That's what's going to bring us into our sneak peek into next week.
We tried to kill it, but we couldn't.
No, and of course, 4 phases remaining. Cue music!
you know, if I edit it in time, but whatever. So, right now, a total of 3 teams have their actions in.
We have...
Just looking at the battle tracker. Starting out with our good old friend Soul of Trinity, only attacking Arcadia once at Cormorant Town. Yeah, Cormorant Town. Mm-hmm. And then chaining... They're attacking Lumio City and chaining
to Dendamil Town.
So it looks like they're going to try and take over a good majority of Kalos this phase.
I'm looking at the Kalos thing where Dendamil is. Yeah, no, with Lumios and Dendamil, that would give them a good control over North Central Kalos, only needing Laver City to get the bonus points there. Cormorant City would give them more bonus victory points in Northwest Kalos.
And it can allow them to expand a lot.
Oh, with Lumio City, they can hit Laver Town easily. Well, from... And, of course, you know, that would give Dim Sun only 4 more territories in Kalos.
Yeah. Then, looking at the next team, we have Dim Sun and... Dim Sun attacking Arcadia and Magma. Arcadia and Castellia City trying to get that really important point in Unova back. And then attacking Magma at the Sinnoh League, which Dim Sun is trying to have a good hold over Sinnoh. You can see they're trying to have a really strong hold over Sinnoh. They lost a good bit of it last phase.
Well, they still do have all but Southeast Sinnoh under their control.
Yeah. But they only are doing 2 attacks, which could mean one of those could possibly be being saved for...
Castellia City is a highway battle.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh! You're right.
They're attacking it from Mount Leuta, remember?
Yeah.
Why we had to record last week? Re-record?
Yeah, because people are dumb. I thought they had more Unova territory.
No,
oh, well.
No, they didn't have any. Because two phases ago, they tried to get into Castellia City. They really want to get into Unova and mess up Arcadia's hold in there. And this is really their last chance to really branch into Unova. Because if they lose in Castellia City, they can't go in phase 17. They can try again in phase 18, but that's going to use all of their points because that's a break phase.
Yeah.
And if they lose in 18, their last chance would be in 20.
Yeah.
So they've got really...
And at that point, it's basically useless.
Exactly. So it's coming down to all or nothing of if they want to get into Unova. But if they do get in Castellia City, ooh, that's pincering a lot. That's Castellia City has 3 points where it branches off in Unova.
Yeah.
Making it a really important place for Arcadia to defend, because otherwise, Nimbasa City, Narcarine City, and I think...
Is it Burbank?
Burbank City, yes. Are all connected to Castellia. So, and that will disrupt so many bonus points and territories, and a lot of places that Arcadia's been holding on to, and Nimbasa City specifically was Arcadia's starting city in Unova.
That's right.
Because Nimbasa City also brings them up to a really clutch point of Annaville Town.
Yeah, which, and Nimbasa is another place where they have 3 options they can go to.
Yep, because there's the Annaville Town, there is...
Driftvale,
and...
The Black-White Forest.
There you go. Thank
City?
You.
Yep. I don't know if the name was officially given to that area.
It's called Black City / White Forest.
Okay.
So it's listed as both, it's in the same place.
Finally, we have Magma attacking 2 spots for Arcadia in Oblivia, Sky Fortress, and Rainbow Dias, and attacking Solar Trinity, making this the 7th time Solar Trinity's ever been attacked, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Which is crazy, in Olivine City. Which, Olivine
Is that a...
That's a Johto territory.
I was about to say, is it a highway location, though?
No, Siennawood is the highway location.
Siennawood, okay.
I know my my Johto cities. Was Rocket. I know
you
do.
You guys were stuck there for a long time.
We were.
Hey, see, I didn't know because it was like it's like a port town. So
no, yeah, it's the West Johto's weird how it hooks up. Because Olivine City connects to Siennawood City, and Siennawood City connects to Battle Frontier, but Siennawood City's, I'm probably pronouncing that one Siennawood City, whatever it's pronounced, is the highway location.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, technicalities. Yeah. So no, that's the three battles going on, and there, with if we're looking at the Oblivia territories, the big shakeup there is Rainbow Dais and Sky Fortress are in Southwest Oblivia, which, as we were talking about with the Kokona Village failed attack, that's really one of the last places Arcadia's holding on to bonus points in Oblivia.
Yeah.
So, we've been doing this, I'm sorry to Arcadians, but we just do this Doomsday Theory thing.
We're terrible people.
We are, but it's just really exciting from an outsider's perspective to see how this is shaking things up, because...
No, okay, if you're gonna do a Doomsday thing, I'm gonna counter your Doomsday and try and think, like, what are the best things for them to try and go after?
Okay.
Okay. So they're going to lose all that.
Well, I'm doomsday mapping. You think of the best places for them to go to.
Okay, so they're going to take Mount Leuta, and we're going to say they win the ones that they're going after as well.
Of course,
all right?
That's best worst case scenario thing.
So they're going to take Mount Leuta. Mm-hmm. Then they are going to.
I'd say. Well, now, the thing is, with Arcadia, you gotta think what they've been trying to do. They did try to do a lot of things in Sinnoh last phase.
Yeah, I'm trying to think, like, what would be the best course of action.
I think,
They could go for Hardhome. They could go to Hardhome, and then they could chain Hardhome to Orberg.
As the former Arcadia strategist speaking, I don't think Sinnoh's a good place for them to look at. When they can hit Mount Leuta Canal Runes and Oblivia Runes. No, they just lost Oblivia Runes.
Exactly.
Mount Leuta Canal Runes and Tilt Village.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think what are going to be the best areas to hit that they could possibly do well against. Because I was first looking at Northwest Kalos, but they just lost Shaller, so there's no point there.
Mm-hmm.
So really, like, if they want the maximum amount with, like, victory points, and if they happen to win all of them, it'd be Orberg and Hardhome. I'm pretty sure that's legal. I'll make sure
that's legal. In Sinnoh.
Because doesn't Solicion connect to Hardhome? Or am I thinking of the wrong town?
I think you're thinking of the wrong town.
Because isn't Solicion the place with the Pokemon daycare?
It is, I think, actually.
But it doesn't connect to Orberg, does it?
No. I don't think so.
See, there's the hole in my plan. No. Why the hell is Orberg and Hardhome in the same area?
Because it's in the same chunk in Sinnoh. Sinnoh's weird. In how to travel about it. We all know this. But no, I still think their best course would be Mount Leuta Canal Runes and Tilt Village. Mount Leuta, of course, netting them a bonus victory point. Canal Runes would get another highway location back that Magma took a couple phases ago. And Tilt Village is where Magma got into Oblivia from.
It's a good thing we post these after all the facings are put out.
That's why I think it's okay for me to put my input in. Otherwise, I wouldn't, because that could be seen as me trying to help a team. Since, like, that, you were the one who proposed the best case scenario.
This is the best case scenario. This is the best worst case scenario.
Now, worst case scenario, let's take a look at the Magma attacks. They lose Sky Fortress and Rainbow Diaz. They lose the two bonus victory points. That's minus four. That puts them at the that puts them at 35.
Which is only one above Dim Sum.
And now let's say Dim Sum wins Castellia City. That puts Dim Sum in first place right there.
Really? Yep. Oh, yeah.
Yep. That would put them in first place because Arcadia would lose one. No, and they'd lose more than one. They'd lose the bonus.
Lose two.
Yep, they'd lose two, and Dim Sum would gain one. So that would put them from 35 to 33, and Dim Sum go up to 35.
Yes.
And then, if you want to really make it worse, Solar Trinity getting Cormorant City, it's only minus one, that puts Arcadia down to 32. And that would give Solar Trinity two more points.
See, this is what happens when we're bored and we just want to do math for no reason.
It's for entertainment value.
It's for entertainment value about what's the worst case scenario.
So we're looking down. Arcadia can lose their first place lead at any point in this phase if things go badly. But they're not getting hit as hard as they were before. Like I say, they've only got four battles right now, where last phase this time they had nine.
Yeah.
They can, the only other thing they can do is, at worst, get two from Snag'em, because since Dim Sun's hitting Castellia City, Snag'em can't chain that far, because you can't have two attacks going into the same location.
Yeah.
So, that means at worst, Arcadia's only going to be seeing six battles this phase. Which is half of what they just had.
Wait a minute.
What?
They can. Oh my goodness, yes, they can chain from that. Why didn't I see that?
They can chain from...
They can chain from Heart Home.
Oh.
Because, oh, yeah. That's right, there's the tunnel that goes through there above...
That's right. They can also go from Striton City to Accumula Town and New Vema Town.
Yes, but at the same time, we're going to make a big assumption here and going to say that Snag'em's going to do a full-on charge through that.
Yeah, Snag'em really only hitting Striton and Narcreen, then they'll probably take another couple of tokens and throw it against Magma.
Yeah.
If they can. I don't really know what their options are.
Sinnoh, why you got to be so confusing?
Sinnoh's weird. Sinnoh's weird. You can only get so far unless you have the right HMs.
Yeah, it's so dumb.
I enjoy Sinnoh.
I do too, just not Diamond and Pearl. I don't like Diamond and I don't like Pearl.
But you like the good old Platinum card.
The good old Platinum. Platinum's good.
Yep. So anyway, that's enough of our Doomsday theories.
Dun, dun, dun.
Hopefully Arcadia, I still... Like, I have mixed feelings when it comes to this, because of course Arcadia is our old team. And we don't like seeing our friends go through turmoil. On the
Damn, is it fun.
Yeah! Exactly. Like I say, all I can see is this... But what's really interesting now is, as we're seeing, teams are starting to hit each other, like Magma's hitting Solar Trinity, Dim Sun's hitting Magma, Solar Trinity hitting up on Magma as well, or no, Dim Sun. Those middle teams, like, you know, second through fourth, they realize, wait, all of us are within shooting range of first place now. So...
Yeah.
We're gonna fight each other. So, I think that's gonna take a bit of heat off of Arcadia, because these other teams are like, wait, we're all really close in points. We don't... I still think a lot of what Magma's doing is trying to disrupt Arcadia in general.
Basically.
Because they're the lowest down in the rankings. But Solar Trinity, obviously, has been hitting up Dim Sum even back up into Phase 15. So, They're trying to get ahead of Dim Sum. They want to climb up the rankings. Arcadia wants to hold on to theirs. I'm really interested in seeing what Arcadia is going to do. Because they have... I really think they're going to be throwing some defensive actions into Castellia.
In before they attack Mount Silver.
Oh my god. Why do we even bother?
Have a good night, everybody.
Oh, we're done?